Good morning. It is said that an angel strolled out of heaven one beautiful day and found his way to this old world. He roamed through field and city, beholding varied scenes of nature and art, and just at sunset he plumed his golden wings and said, "I must return to the world of light. Shall I not take with me some memento of my visit here? How beautiful and fragrant those flowers are. I will pluck them of a choice bouquet." Passing a country home where he saw through the open door a rosy little crib, he said, "The smile of that baby is prettier than those roses. I will take that too." Just then he took a look behind the cradle and saw a devout mother pouring out her love like the gush of a perpetual fountain. As she stopped to kiss good night her precious baby, "Oh," said the angel, "that mother's love is the prettiest thing I've seen in all the world. I'll take that too." With these three treasures he winged his way toward heaven, but just before entering he decided to examine his mementos. And to his astonishment, the flowers had withered until they were no longer things of beauty. The baby's smile had changed into a frown, but the mother's love retained all its pure beauty and fragrance. He threw aside the withered roses and the departed smile, and, passing through the gates, was welcomed by the host of heaven that gathered about him to see what he had. "Here," said he, "it's the only thing I found on earth that would retain its fragrance and beauty all the way to heaven. The sweetest thing in all the world is a mother's love." Theodore Roosevelt said, "When all is said, it is the mother, and the mother only, who is a better citizen than the soldier who fights for his country. The successful mother, the mother who does her part in rearing and training aright the boys and girls who are to be the men and women of the next generation, is of greater use to the community and occupies, if she only would realize it, a more honorable as well as a more important position than any man in it. The mother is the one supreme asset of the national life. She is more important by far than the successful statesman or businessman or artist or scientist. She cooks, she cleans, she comforts, she corrects. She has 6 pairs of hands and eyes in the back of her head. Mother, tough and tender, wise and warm, must be all things to all members of her family at all times." That's quite a job description, and anyone who's a mother or has watched one in action knows there is no career more demanding. How does she do it? There are tools that a mother needs. All homes must be built on a firm foundation. Proverbs 24:3-4, "Through wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches." This verse describes the tools mothers need for establishing a home that is rock solid. Solomon is suggesting that homes are built with 3 primary tools. Wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to see with discernment, to view life through God's eyes. And understanding. Understanding is the skill of responding with insight, reading between the lines. Knowledge. Knowledge is the rare trait of going beyond the facts it is perceiving, discovering, and growing with your child. With God-given wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, you can be filling the rooms of your home with a rich heritage of godly character traits, deep relationships, and lasting memories. A preacher was once asked, "What is the best translation of the Bible? The King James, the American Standard, the New American Standard, the Revised Standard, or which?" The preacher responded, "The best translation of the Bible was my mother's translation, for she translated each page of the Bible into life. It is the most convincing translation I have ever seen." The New Testament shows us a mother who used the tools of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge in rearing her son Timothy. Although we do not know much about Timothy's mother, we do know that she and his grandmother made an incredible investment in his spiritual life, so much that Paul was drawn to the young man, forging a 15-year friendship with him. As Paul lay dying in a Roman prison, Timothy was a friend he sought out. Listen to Paul. "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy." Looking back on their friendship, Paul is filled with gratitude and good memories. In the verses that follow, we will discover the qualities that made Timothy unique and appealing, qualities he learned from his mother. In 2 Timothy 1, 4-7, we find some distinct contributions mothers can make to a family, filling each room with her motherly touch until her house becomes a home. Paul remembers Timothy's tenderness, a trait passed down from his mother, in being mindful of thy tears, verse 4. In fact, most of us learn tenderness from our mothers. From Dad, we learn the value of a dollar, significance of honesty, the importance of standing alone when everything turns against you. But we learn transparent tenderness from Mom. Mothers, don't lose that quality. It is one of your greatest contributions to your family. Your warm embrace, your eager smile, and soft reply will be a safe harbor for your child. Then in verse 5, Paul recalls, the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Unfeigned means sincere. The Greek term for sincere means unhypocritical. Nothing phony here. It is real. Lived out faith. Paul knew the sincere faith molded in Mama Eunice and Grandma Lois had impacted Timothy. Paul reminds Timothy of this. Paul turns to Timothy's inner confidence. Verse 7 reads, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." In the Greek, power has in mind inerrant strength and inner might. Notice, being timid and fearful are not desirable traits. Timidity is a synonym for insecurity or inferiority. It is amazing how your children can sense your own attitude toward yourself and how they will emulate it, good or bad. One of the reasons Timothy stayed true to the Scriptures and stood strong in his ministry was because he had learned inner confidence from his mother. Paul also states in verse 7 that God had given him the spirit of love. This kind of love, agape, seeks the highest good for the other person. It needs to be evident in every facet of your lives. One man wrote of mother love like this, "A loving mother never really dies. As for home-baked bread, it will be consumed and forgotten. As for spotless floors, they will soon gather dust and heel marks. And as for children, well, right now toys, friends, and food are all important to them. But when they grow up, it will have been how their mother loved them that will determine how they love others. In that way, she will live on." Paul then adds that he had the spirit of a sound mind or self-control. Good moms balance tenderness and love with discipline. They set perimeters and know when it's time to say, "That's it, that's enough." Mothers, don't underestimate the value of teaching self-control. In your discipline, you are building your children's character, enhancing their self-esteem, and helping them learn to be responsible for themselves. Mothers, remember the tools of Proverbs 24:3-4, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Pleasant riches will be the result. Tenderness, spirituality, confidence, love, and self-control in your children. What are you building your house with? Happy Mother's Day, and until next week, may God bless and keep you.